Sierra, Rat, and Maggie in the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Y94.
Playhouse in the morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. Maggie looking great in her nurse outfit.
Why, thank you.
And she's wearing it not just because she wears it every day, but because it is time for Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
When it comes to matters of the heart, you can only trust Maggie the Love Doctor. You send messages to her at y94.com under quick links, and you can click on the page. Go figure, it's titled Maggie the Love Doctor. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Let's see. This one comes from Teresa. The Maggie the Love Doctor, I know this might sound stupid, but I just broke up with my ex-boyfriend, Jeff. Now that I'm dating someone else, I'm finding it hard to go to any of the places Jeff and I used to go because I'm scared to death we're going to run into him and it's just going to be awkward. Should I find all new places to hang out, or should I just go wherever I want to, and then we'll deal with the consequences and awkwardness when and if it happens?
I don't think you should give up going to the places you like to go to. I mean, if he's going to be there, he's there. Big deal. He's your ex for a reason. It's going to be awkward for a while, but you'll get over it.
I actually think if this new guy you're with is a lot better looking than this
Show
old guy,
off.
You should
Heck
go to all the places you know that Jeff's going to be and be like, hey, because then you've won. Everybody wants to win. You won. Congratulations.
True.
This one, Maggie the Love Doctor, comes from Julie. Says, I was out with some girlfriends and I ran into my ex's best friend. Now, we ended up talking for quite a while. Since then, he has been calling and texting me like crazy. He asked me out and I'm not sure about it. It has been 4 months since I broke up with my ex, but I am not sure if dating his best friend is necessarily a great idea. What you think?
I think that's a horrible idea. You start dating his best friend, you're going to see him all the time.
Right.
Like, I could never date an ex's friend. It's kind of one of those off limits. You just don't date your ex's friends.
And here's why we do Maggie the Love Doctor, because my response was,
See, and you're probably not going to see him because if they start dating, I'm guessing the friendship isn't going to be going very well.
It's true, but you never know.
Stephanie says for you, Maggie. Maggie, help me. I've been out with this guy about 5 times in the last month. Last night, we went out and ran into some of his friends, and he introduced me as his girlfriend.
Ooh.
Now, here's the thing. We haven't actually talked about this, and I might still be seeing a few other people. Do I need to bring this up to him?
Yes. Of course you need to tell him. I didn't know this was exclusive. We never had that talk, so I have been seeing other people. I think you have to be honest with him.
When do you just assume exclusivity, I suppose, is a good question. I don't know.
That's true.
And this one for you, Maggie, this is the last one today. It's from Aaron. Aaron says, Maggie, I have a boyfriend who is a complete hypochondriac. He's 27 and healthy, but he's constantly going online and diagnosing himself with stupid medical issues there's no way he would have. Sometimes he even goes to the doctor to get tested for these things. Is there anything I can do to stop this, or do I just put up with it?
Oh, well, my original thought was take him to the doctor to prove that he doesn't have anything wrong, but if he does that, I have no idea.
For anybody, the worst thing you can do when you just are like, wow, I got like a sniffly nose or a headache, and this has been a few days. You have a cold.
It's just a cold. It'll go away.
WebMD is a bad thing because it convinces everybody they're about to die.
I have typhoid fever?
What
the hell is that?
It's a resource. It is, if it's used properly by the right people.
Right.
But there's a lot of us, and I'm one of these people. But if you go on there and you let your imagination kind of get carried away with you leave WebMD thinking you should be, like, giving your things away. You're pretty sure you're going to die. WebMD is dangerous and should not be in the wrong hands.
Block that from his phone and his computer. He's no longer allowed to use the internet.
You cannot go on WebMD anymore.
Yes.
You have a cold. You are not going to die. I mean, you go on there and you think you have the black plague. I don't know. Maybe I have been on the Mayflower recently. Like, it's scary.
I saw a mouse once. Oh, my God, I have it.
I'm going to die. This has been Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor. Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
Yesterday, ever so briefly, we discussed the return, I believe next week, of the segment, the holiday segment, BUWTBFTH, break up with them before the holidays. And a few people were like, I'm not sure I heard that. And I was like, well, you missed out.
Get ready for the awkward.
It's uncomfortable. Yuck. I dug up probably, I don't want to call it my favorite from last year, but it kind of is. So I would play back just pieces of that from last year so you can kind of get prepared for what you're going to experience next week. In a couple.
Y94 Morning Playhouse.
The world famous, incredibly talented.
Zero Rat and Maggie in the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Y94.